Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 20th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Joint Regulatory Oversight Committee highlights 2023 progress. The Joint Regulatory Oversight Committee has published an update on progress since it outlined its open banking vision in April 2023. Uber for business partners with Brex and Ramp for expense management. Uber for Business, Uber's enterprise arm, has partnered with Brex and Ramp to modernize expense management. Magnati partners with Lagardère Travel Retail in MENA region. Magnati, a Middle East-based payment solutions provider, has entered a partnership with Lagardère Travel Retail to implement a next-generation payment experience. Tokens.com launches e-commerce app Valor. Web3 businesses builder Tokens.com has announced the launch of Valor, an e-commerce platform within Metaverse Group. Exactly. Improves merchant reach via Apple Pay partnership. Exactly. Worldline launches its new food services payments suite. Worldline has announced the launch of its Worldline Food Services Payments Suite, an end-to-end solution that aims to optimize the payment experience for customers. Transfer Galaxy partners with Intergyro. Digital money transfer service provider Transfer Galaxy has entered a collaboration with BOSS platform Intergyro to provide a simplified cross-border digital experience. Las Vegas RTC partners with Mesabi. The Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada, RTC, has partnered with Mesabi to launch an open payment solution across its network. Payble secures $3.5 million United States dollars investment. Payments software provider Payble has secured a $3.5 million United States dollars funding round led by OIF Ventures, in order to explore new opportunities and expand globally. AUSTRAC announces its 2024 regulatory priorities. AUSTRAC has announced its regulatory priorities for 2024, detailing the plan to improve the financial system's resilience to serious crimes. Eastern partners with IDEX Biometrics to launch biometric metal card in Bangladesh. Eastern Bank, EBL, and Norway-based card manufacturer IDEX Biometrics have partnered to launch a biometric metal card in Bangladesh. Versatile Credit integrates with Prove Identity. Credit aggregation for merchants and lenders Versatile Credit has announced the integration of digital identity solutions provider Prove Identity. Visa partners with Tech5. Visa and digital identity company Tech5 have formed a strategic partnership agreement focusing on developing digital government systems globally. Aya Carnival integrates cryptocurrency payments with HAI. Hong Kong-based outdoor events company Aya Carnival has partnered with Web3 financial super app HAI to integrate crypto payments. PSR enforces step change in reimbursement rules for app fraud victims. The UK's payment systems regulator has confirmed plans to improve protections for victims of authorized push payments. App fraud will come into force in October 2024. Thread reports record growth. Thread, the leading next-gen issuer payments platform, announced that 2023 will deliver the best performance in the company's history. Worldline debuts food services payments suite. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, has launched the Worldline Food Services Payments Suite, an end-to-end solution offering an enhanced, seamless and secure payment experience for the food and beverage industry and particularly for quick-service restaurants and their guests. Ripple added to Central Bank of Ireland's Virtual Asset Service Providers Register. Ripple, the leader in enterprise blockchain and crypto solutions, today announced that the Central Bank of Ireland, CBI, has added its Irish subsidiary Ripple Markets Ireland Limited, Ripple Markets, to its list of registered virtual asset service providers, VASPs. Yondr goes live with Go Cardless for variable recurring payments. Yondr, the modern rewards credit card, has extended its relationship with Go Cardless, the bank payment company, by adding variable recurring payments, VRPs, alongside the direct debit functionality it uses already. IOSCO issues DeFi policy recommendations. International securities regulator IOSCO has set out 9 policy recommendations designed to address market integrity and investor protection concerns connected to decentralized finance, DeFi. U.S. bank hit with multi-million dollar fines over prepaid card program for the unemployed. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, today assessed a $15 million civil money penalty against U.S. Bank, National Association, Cincinnati, Ohio, for violations of law relating to the bank's administration of a prepaid card program to distribute public unemployment insurance benefit payments. New research shows how behavioral analytics predict fraud risk against advanced attacks. A financial institution's onboarding process is a critical factor in a customer's decision to go with a new financial provider. HACPA secures $5.1 million United States dollars in Series A funding. Saudi-based fintech savings platform HACPA has announced its $5.1 million United States dollars Series A funding to accelerate growth and product development. Lenvi partners with Acquired.com for payment solutions. Lenvi, a fintech provider of lending software, servicing, and risk management solutions, has partnered with payments specialist Acquired.com, offering tailored payment processing and digital banking solutions. Bunk becomes an AI-powered bank as it launches Fin. Netherlands-based neobank, Bunk, has launched Fin, a GenAI-driven platform that aims to reshape user-centric banking and is available to all users. Atomic partners with OneSource Virtual. U.S.-based financial services provider Atomic has partnered with OneSource Virtual to deliver a simplified and secure direct deposit management solution. Sber secures $3 million United States dollars investment. Kuwait-based fintech Sber has closed a $3 million United States dollars investment in order to accelerate the optimization of open banking services in the Middle East region. Mintos launches personalized ETF portfolios. Latvia-based multi-asset platform Mintos has added ETFs to its product suite, shortly after launching fractional bonds. Meta partners with ONDC. Meta has announced its partnership with ONDC in order to provide small businesses in the region of India with an optimized digital commerce experience. PSR bolsters UK consumer protection against app fraud. The Payment Systems Regulator, PSR, has confirmed new reimbursement requirements in a final publication ahead of 2024. Spera Security to join forces with Okta. Okta has announced an agreement to acquire Spera Security to broaden its identity threat detection and security posture management capabilities. Alchemy Pay partners with WorldPay from FIS. Singapore-based fiat crypto payment gateway Alchemy Pay has partnered with financial services tech provider WorldPay from FIS. Senti completes seed financing for blockchain-based micropayments. Senti is proud to announce the successful completion of its seed financing round led by Archblock and Blumhouse Ventures with continued investments from existing shareholders and founders. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.